Dialogue 11.
It's nice to meet you, Mrs. Harris. Jason has told me so much about you.
Likewise. I'm sorry about the awkward circumstances. We weren't expecting Jason's dad to split so quickly.
Well, I hope you don't mind me being here. I can take the bus back to school if you and Jason would rather have some alone time.
Nonsense. The three of us are going to have a lovely weekend together.
Jason tells me you are a great cook. He couldn't wait to get here for some home cooking.
That boy does love to eat. It's a wonder he isn't twice his size after eating all of that greasy restaurant food.
Well, it's a busy restaurant and the customers love Jason. They keep him hopping.
He is a charmer, isn't he? I wish he would get busy doing something else, though. He can't work in a restaurant forever.
Maybe he'll take some courses next year. You never know.
Jason? Don't count on it. That kid never liked school. He's more likely to join the Peace Corps.
You might be right. So what have you got planned for us this weekend? Jason said you wanted to take us to a festival or something.
Yes. Our little town has a winter festival every year. It just so happens it's this weekend.
So what can I expect? Rides, shows, parades?
Actually, I thought I'd take you to the bake-off. Last year, I was the runner-up in the best pie category.
I never turn down homemade pie. Jason probably told you I have a sweet tooth.
Great! We can hit the craft tables on our way there.